Hi, I'm Jim Stroud, and this is my podcast. Quick question for you. Okay, maybe two. What would happen if we crowdsource morality? In other words, instead of a Bible or Quran or Torah to guide us, we make life and death decisions based solely on the collective wisdom of the public. Now, let's take this a bit further. Now, let's say we plug the results of those whims into machines. What would happen then? Or rather, what's the worst that could happen? Well, I'll let you know after this important message.
The fourth annual Evolve Summit is coming to the Czech Republic, November 13th and 14th, 2018. You do not want to miss the greatest recruiting and sourcing conference of CEE. Three stages, 28 speakers from around the world, presenting workshops and lectures on the future of recruiting, gamifications, chatbots, recruiting analytics, and so much more. For more information, visit the conference website at www.evolvesummit.cz/en.
Consider this. It's a lovely day out, and you decide to go for a walk along the trolley tracks that crisscross your town. As you walk, you hear a trolley behind you, so you step away from the tracks. But as the trolley gets closer, you hear the sounds of panic. The five people on board are shouting for help. The trolley's brakes have gone out and it's gathering speed. You find that you just so happen to be standing next to a sidetrack that veers into a sand pit, potentially providing safety for the trolley's five passengers. All you have to do is pull a hand lever to switch the tracks and you'll save the five people. Hooray! But there's a catch. Along this offshoot of track leading to the sand pit stands a man who is totally unaware of the trolley's problem and the action you are considering. There's no time to warn him. So by pulling the lever and guiding the trolley to safety, you'll save the five passengers, but you'll kill that one man. What do you do? This scenario is called the trolley problem. It's a moral paradox posed by Philippa Foot in her 1967 paper, Abortion and the Doctrine of Double Effect, and later expanded by Judith Jarvis Thompson. Far from solving the dilemma, the trolley problem launched a wave of further investigation into the philosophical quandary it raises, and it's still being debated today. Fast forward that 1967 imaginary moral paradox to a real 2018 moral paradox, where you are riding alone inside of a self-driving robot car. Suddenly, three pedestrians leap into a crosswalk in front of the robot car you are riding in. The robot car must instantly decide between running the pedestrians down and thus saving your life, or crashing into a concrete barrier which would kill you but save the lives of three pedestrians. So, what should the robot car do? Since 2016, scientists have posed this scenario to folks around the world through the, quote, moral machine, end quote, an online platform hosted by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology that gauges how humans respond to ethical decisions made by artificial intelligence. After collecting 40 million decisions across 233 countries, the researchers found that overall, participants favored sparing the lives of the many over the few. Humans over animals, thank goodness, and the young over the old. But if you look a little deeper into the geography of those who responded, you notice that where you live has a lot to do with your life and death decisions. For example, people in the US and the UK favor sacrificing the one life in order to save more lives, whereas in Taiwan and Japan, the opposite view was a trend. People in China favor saving the elderly over the young, more so than those in France who decided differently. I think all of this is fascinating, especially in the light of Waymo. Waymo is a robotic car company created by Google. Waymo is about to make a major technological leap in California, where its vehicles will hit the roads without a human being on hand to take control in emergencies. As of October 30th, 2018, the California Department of Motor Vehicles cleared Waymo's driverless cars to cruise through California at speeds up to 65 miles per hour. I hope, for the sake of California pedestrians, that Google has solved the trolley problem. If you love what you just heard, hate what you just heard, or don't know what you just heard, I want to know about it. You can contact me via my website, www.jimstroud.com, or you can message me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. I'm everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Oh, if you want to support my Starbucks habit by dropping a little something-something in the virtual tip jar, I will not be mad at that at all. There's a donation link in the podcast description. Thank you in advance.